Maryland Senator Ben Cardin represents about 300,000 federal employees in several counties. He launched a listening tour of sorts on Friday. He appeared at the Census Bureau offices in Suitland for a town hall event. Federal News Radio's Emily Kopp was in the audience, and she joins me now with a report. Emily, good morning.
Good morning.
All right, so Cardin, he does this from time to time, goes out on these listening tours. The last one, I guess, was in 2013 during sequestration. Why now?
I think now, while there's no pressing need such as there was in that midst of the scare of the furloughs and the shutdown and all, first of all, sequestration is still the law of the land. And also, he just wanted to give a legislative update to census employees. He spoke to a packed house on Friday, and he gave a short presentation about some of the bills in Congress, both good and bad, to federal employees, in his opinion, I should say, and asked and answered their questions. And while there's no other events on the books, his staff was saying that he does plan to travel to NIH and other federal agencies in Maryland later this year.
Now, just give us a brief picture of what the facilities are like in Suitland, the Census Bureau has.
You know, I was really surprised about this. This is the first time I've actually been, I believe, to Suitland itself. And I took the Beltway, so it was just sort of, I don't know what you want to say, suburbia. And then you come across this amazing modern building that is green. It's LEED certified. I don't know exactly the level, but it's actually a gorgeous place that they work in, and very modern, very up to date. They've got a little Census Bureau exhibit in the halls, which unfortunately you can't really get to unless you go through security. But you know, they've got this NASCAR driver's jacket on display that was an ad that they tried during the 2010 census. That they said worked with a certain demographic. So he was there. He was speaking in their auditorium to their employees.
All right. You said he discussed legislation. What particular bills did he talk about?
A couple of ones. I mean, there are some that he has co-sponsored. He's co-sponsored the bill that would give federal employees a, I believe, 3.8% increase pay versus the lower pay that the lower increase that the president has proposed. He is also on board with a bill that would mean that federal employees, should Congress not be able to come to agreement on a budget, that there be no furloughs, that they would remain on board and keep paid, in essence, that there would be no shutdown. And then he spoke about some bills and took questions on some things that he thought, and he used pretty strong words. He said, I've seen some doozies coming from the House of Representatives. And one that he was answering a question to was a proposed bill to cut the pay of feds who earn six figures by 8.7%. Somebody had asked about that. He said, I'm not familiar with that, but I'm not surprised. And I expected to hear more bills of that sort come up, but he didn't think that they would get far in the Senate because there are enough Democrats in the Senate to hold together to block that type of legislation, even if it passes the House.
All right, so he was preaching to the choir. Did they ask him any questions? What was it they were inquiring of him?
That was one of the questions. I mean, again, he said he actually wasn't familiar with that bill because it came through the House. The other things that they asked him were really wide-ranging. They asked him about the Republican senator's letter to Iran. They asked him about the Keystone XL pipeline. And they asked him some census-specific questions, such as one was that, you know, we feel that some people in Congress are concerned that the census is being invasive. And the person who talked about this said, you know, we try very hard to protect people's privacy. We're very concerned about the census being, and I'm paraphrasing, but, you know, we're crossing the T's, we're dotting the I's. And he basically said, you know, I know that there is this sort of libertarian belief that the government shouldn't know who lives in the country, and people don't want the government to interfere with their lives. I happen to disagree with the attitude. And if I haven't said this before, I should make clear that Ben Cardin is a Democrat. And he said, you know, everybody needs to know, nonprofits need to know who lives where and how to plan their resources. Congress needs to know. So we're always depending on key census information. It's not an invasion of privacy. And he got, of course, a round of applause from census employees about that.
We're speaking with Federal News Radio's Emily Kopp. I was wondering, did he answer, as part of his answer, the fact that the every 10-year census is specifically required by the U.S. Constitution?
He, you know, don't quote me on this. He might have, and I didn't put that down in my notes, so I'm not sure. But you're right. Yes, of course, the Census Bureau does it because it's in the law. And I just wanted to mention, because I thought this was outstanding information. One census employee was talking about the cost of health care prescriptions, of drug prescriptions. Mentioned he had MS, and he said his medicine cost $90,000 a year. And he said, you know, because he has good health insurance, he pays zero for that. But yet he was concerned about the cost of drugs. And I bring this up just to show that, yes, he was talking to census employees, but the subject matter, that the issues that the employees are concerned about go far beyond the immediate concern about their pay and their benefits. You know, they're interested in a whole bunch of things.
It does make you think about the mathematics of it, though. If one person needs $90,000 a year in drugs and it doesn't contribute toward it, let's say his insurance premium is, I don't know, say $12,000, $1,000 a month. I'm just making that up. So how many other people paying in $12,000 a year have to have all of their premiums go to one person's drugs? I'm not saying right or wrong. I'm just interesting. I just find the mathematics pretty daunting on how you sustain a model where that is possible for everyone who needs it.
Well, and he was also explaining a complicated setup, in my opinion, where because he's on these drugs for a relatively rare condition, that the company, the drug company, subsidizes him because it wants that money from the insurance company. So it's not even as simple as what you portray, but there are also these negotiations going on between the drug makers and the insurers that drive up the costs, and the insurers might end up eating that cost. But you're right, it does go back to people. And Cardin's response was that things aren't perfect now, but he is a firm believer in the Affordable Care Act, and that it's, the idea of it is to pool the risk so that more people are sharing in the burden and can reap the rewards. And people like this census employee, who might have been discriminated against had the law not been in place, people who have rare diseases, they now have access to drugs that they need. I did want to mention, though, just to gauge sort of the reaction at large to the senator's visit, I caught up with the census director, John Thompson, after the event and asked him a few questions.
Well, I think it was really good for our employees. It was a chance for them to hear the leadership of their country, the senator in whose state they work. So it was very exciting, and I think it was very enriching for employees.
He spoke about people not being, to use his term, faceless bureaucrats, but being a little bit more aggressive about who federal employees are and what they do for the government when it comes to Congress. How do you take that message, and what do you think that means to the Census Bureau?
Well, the Census Bureau has a long history of producing vitally important information that feeds the democracy and supports the democracy of our country. And I can say this because I actually worked at the Census Bureau for 27 years in an earlier career, that the Census employees take great pride in the work they do. They are very pleased, and they're very intent on producing high-quality data, and they really are mission-driven.
Is there a way for them to speak up more about what they do, though? You know, federal employees usually keep a pretty low profile in the executive branch, but do you agree with the senator that the people should be speaking up more and having what they do and their progress known to those on Capitol Hill?
Yeah, I think that's probably the job for people like me who are appointed by the President of the United States. The Census Bureau employees are very, very modest. They're career people. They're very modest. They're very proud of their work. But I don't think they feel real comfortable bragging about what they do. And it's just the nature of the kind of people they are.
And in terms of the census, everybody talked here about, 5 years from now, it seems like people are starting to sweat a bit. how what does the census need from the Congress during this legislative session, and how prepared are you for 2020?
So we're off to a good start for 2020. Now, you need to know we're just fundamentally changing the way that we take the census. It's going to be a completely different census. It's going to use modern technology. It's going to use the internet for self-response. But in order to do this, we need to be able to fund the research necessary to carry it off. Now, we believe that if we get the proper fundings, we can save the American taxpayers $5 billion over repeating the 2010 census. But the important thing is that since we've never done this kind of census before, in 2016 and 2017, we need to really, really put a lot of investment into building the systems we need so we can do an end-to-end test in 2018 to be prepared for 2020.
And these are also the sorts of things, if you don't get the money up front, it's so much more costly to do it later on. How much are you asking for this in this budget?
We're asking for about $1.5 billion in the 2016 budget.
$1.6 billion, he said, huh?
Well, yeah. And again, that's John Thompson, Census Bureau Director. I did want to underscore what we were talking about. Senator Cardin said, quite honestly, he didn't think the story of what federal employees were doing for the country was being told well enough. And he said, expect that those of us who support you are going to step up our message and tell that story. And he also, in response to a question that an employee asked him about, you know, census being 5 years away, we've got to get this money, you know, we're kind of, you know, in limbo if we don't, he said, gave credit to the senior senator from Maryland, Barbara Mikulski, who we know is not going to run again. And he said, look, she's on the Appropriations Committee. If you ever wanted somebody to go to bat for you in appropriations, it's her and she's on your side.
All right. Federal News Radio's Emily Kopp, thanks so much.
Thank you.